One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Mom.
Is this the show?
This is the show, y'all. You're seeing it.
This is boring.
Oh, they're fine.
Y'all, this is Reality Gaze. And
Toe.
More importantly, this is Toe.
This is Toe. Would you like some lip balm?
No, and why do you do this with your lip?
Because I'm rubbing
like you're
in.
Chewing cud.
Mom. So got the Trojans on the chair over there.
You would be interesting as an animated cow.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that. Not a bull, and a full-on cow with, like, eyelashes. Like, hey, everybody.
Hey, I was a longhorn in college. Mascot.
But wasn't that a bull? The gender was wrong.
That's wrong.
You should have been a cow.
I saw a mascot commercial today on ESPN. Because
there's such things?
Well, not for mascots, but the mascots were, like, in the ad.
Oh,
something
who
on
cares?
Sports. They took their heads off, and that is cardinal rule one of mascoting. You do not do that. That is sacred. It's sacred magic you are creating for children
because
everywhere.
We're supposed to keep the illusion that
yes,
it's a real
yes,
not a real person. That it's so lifelike.
Yes,
it looks like an actual longhorn.
Yes, I trekked back behind the football field.
Who gives a
around
shit
around the other side of the track? Walked in the grassy field, we're in way by to the kids, and then I walked around the building, went in the back door, and took off my head.
So the kids are not...
the magic stayed the same.
So the kids are supposed to think, wow, that's the actual character.
They think that's where Bruno lives. Well, I mean, just tell your kids Tooth
you
Fairy
know what?
Is a cokehead.
And this
Santa
is,
Claus is a big bottom
and this
in
is why,
San Diego.
And this is why your kids are soft.
I'm just saying.
Honestly.
I like to create magic.
My mother was very, very open with us about, well, you know that's just so-and-so
Mike
dressed
Renee
up in a
Fleming,
suit.
I want magic.
So I just love the image of, yeah, I just want to make these kids think it's not even a person in there.
Yeah, they got to think it's real.
But even as a child, I knew that there was a person in Mickey Mouse. And there was some, and my head said, there was some creepy-ass person who was sweating a lot.
Well, for little Dilbert, whose dad drinks all the time, and his mom is gone a lot, Bruno might be the only thing that's given him hope. And I
poor
just want,
little Dilbert.
I want Dilbert to have love.
Dilbert's fucked. Let's be honest.
Yeah, he's going to have a life.
Y'all,
life.
Do we go?
Where do we go from this? Christina,
y'all, if you watch our intimate
going,
portrait,
wow.
I'm rubbing your belly right now. I think we should stop doing that, assaulting the
we should.
Person on our couch.
We're going to jump. Y'all, it's Poodle's birthday week.
Don't announce
oh,
this.
I didn't tell you this. You didn't know this was going to happen. It's his birthday, everybody.
I detest surprises.
I'm not doing a surprise. I know that. But, y'all, October 13th, that's his birthday.
Why are we denouncing the date of my birthday?
So they can come at you. Come at Poodle on his birthday.
It's not that Poodle. It's not that I have a problem with birthdays.
Don't send him gifts. He doesn't need any gifts. Do not send him money. He does not need any money.
Well, cash to the mail is... I do feel a certain...
Y'all, Poodle said that once, and someone... Because we have a P.O. box.
Someone sent me cash through the mail.
And you felt horrible.
I did.
Probably it was Dilbert.
Probably it's poor, stupid Poodle, little Dilbert.
Poodle needs some money, mama.
Yes, my birthday is coming
up.
Yes,
your birthday. It's very exciting.
I'm turning another year older. Another year wiser.
Another year
wiser. And another year sexier.
Just...
Something like that.
Another. Yeah, you be sexy.
I will say this. I have felt more like me in the last, since before, a little bit before the pandemic, than my whole life in the last 2 to 3 years. So if you're worried about growing older, you guys, to me, my 40s have been a time where I've finally figured out what I wanted. It took me that long.
I agree. 40s for that, yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of had the luxury of not having, again, we Gay really, men. We would have fucked our lives over if we had
I
kids.
I would have had, as a woman,
not
I
that y'all
had,
are, but we would have.
I would have had 2.5 children by now.
Because we, yeah, because some of the moms that we know.
I would have gave away half of it.
Yeah, some of the moms that I know, they had their shit together at like 22. Like, and I'm like, no fucking way I could have done that.
I think as well. Things can change. Things can change through your life.
Mm-hmm.
You can have like four acts to your life. This is
you
for
can.
Me. This is like act four,
three.
Well,
act
no.
four. You're not dead.
No, that, I'm talking about. You never heard like this is my second act. This is my third act.
Oh yes.
This is my. I'm not talking about like an act structure.
Oh okay.
I'm talking about it as you never heard that expression. It's my
yes.
second act.
When, yes
when
yes
you,
yes yes.
When you change careers, because I was in academia for a while, I moved out here. That was second act. Third act was something else.
Have this is hand my... modeling, y'all. Hand modeling did not go well. She really wanted to be a
hand
model.
That was my MLM phase, yeah. too, after that.
Yeah, there's some pictures out there of black and white with Poodle with long hair just going with his hands by his head. No, I'm kidding.
Been a lot of different people.
I hope you're celebrating. Now, I will say this.
I am celebrating.
Yeah, you celebrate your... Y'all, if you're having a birthday, celebrate. It doesn't have to be all... shits and giggles, and don't make it all about you and make all your friends come.
I've been telling people during the pandemic for on cameos to you're having a COVID birthday, just arbitrarily choose a day next year and make it all about you.
Make it so, yeah, you should make it all about you. I'm excited for you. It's a good time. You've got a lot to be grateful for.
June 23rd.
June
20th.
Next year. Do it.
The International Poodle Day.
Oh, Jesus.
You're going to have to serve
this
me
was a
in
bad,
bed.
This was a bad idea. Yeah, because I got plans on your birthday this year, so I'll just see you in June.
You made them on purpose.
Wow. Wow. Well, anyway, so happy birthday, Poods. We're glad you're born.
Thank you.
Speaking of, y'all, if you want to hear the woman who gave birth to Poodle, she should be, that podcast should be coming out soon on Don't Tell Your Mother.
Hopefully, she doesn't, Mother Poodle doesn't claim intellectual property. So
I hope not. But anyway,
I'm
sure to check that out.
I'm still worried that I'm going to get a call saying, you can't put that on.
Can't put that on, J-Bird.
But Mother Poodle was on Don't Tell My Mother,
yeah,
but which is a podcast by Nikki Levy,
yep.
who's also an Acast with us, and as I said before, she showed out. She
did.
She showed out.
She did.
She
took
I don't
control.
Know if we heard a call, but we
no. She definitely took control of the situation.
But she did it. What I know because I know her better. She was on her fucking best behavior, and it pissed me off.
Well, why? Why did you? What did you? What did you expect her to be?
I honestly wanted her to say something awful, so it
she's
would
not
going to
do that.
It would feel very. It would validate something that I could say. She was actually very good. But what I did not expect for her was her to derail the whole interview. And to say what she wanted to say. Yeah. She didn't hit her marks at all.
Your mother is never going to, A, give you what you want.
No, she did not.
And B, she is never going to show her ass on a podcast.
No.
She's way too smart for that.
She did show out the more positive aspects of Mother Poodle.
She did.
Yeah. And so, but, and we were hoping for like a really warm thing at the end. We didn't really get that either.
No.
She decided how far she wanted to go.
Yep. Nikki really like tried it. She just set her up for like a kickball change, nope, knock it out
she's
of the
like,
park.
I'm doing what I want to do.
She's like, yep, that's good. All right. Well, I got to go. I got to take
Muffin to the bed. Yeah,
but she did have to take Muffin to
the bed.
And
she's like, all right, bye.
Bye. And then we just looked at her boobs for 2 minutes while she figured out how to turn it off because she moved the camera down.
It really was something.
It was something.
I kind of hope I never had to do it again.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I didn't. I was so nervous she was going to completely embarrass me more.
Well, I'm glad she did.
She did tell like two stories.
She did. They're good stories. Anyway.
Anyway, so there's that. Y'all, in our Facebook group, we're doing a charity for this month. The Sarah, am I saying that wrong?
No, it's Jamie Kimball found it.
Because I know a Sarah Kimball.
Here.
The Jamie Kimball. Yes, read it, please.
Yeah, because Jamie Kimball...
She was
trigger
murdered.
Warning. Yeah. She was.
But
killed.
It's our October is National Domestic Violence yes. Awareness Month.
The Jamie Kimball Foundation for Courage.
For Courage.
And so basically, it's an honor of Jamie, who was lost her life. She had an intimate partner violence. She was in a 7-year relationship with a boyfriend, and who was controlling, and then she tried to leave the relationship, which is really the most one of the most dangerous times of an abusive relationship.
Because the desperation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so she tried to start a new life, and she was shot and killed by her ex-boyfriend. Mm. So 3 months later. So that's just so to honor her life, that basically. The foundation's mission is they create a future without intimate partner violence. And one way they do that, they educate teens. So they think it's important for teens to understand healthy relationships.
Yeah.
And I love this approach because it's, I mean, there's plenty of organizations that can help women
proactive.
Get out. But this is saying like, because a lot of people, domestic violence often, not always, but a lot of times is a learned behavior.
And, yeah. It's,
and so it's a way to kind of short circuit that. So
I feel like I'm Pat from the other two. Yeah.
Cycle. But this is also something, this is a statistic. 1.5 million high school students nationwide experience physical abuse from a dating partner. That's in high school. So
wow. In high school.
Yes. Yeah, so talking about these gives them... You got to think about this. Think about the shit we didn't know when we were, I mean, dating girls or whatever, but even dating guys in our 20s. Until I went to grad school, I wouldn't have known the signs of an abusive relationship because my parents weren't so kind of on the other spectrum. If you don't know, then you don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know when someone is telling me not to hang out with all my friends and basically
isolating you,
that's a sign.
Yep.
So anyway, so we're really excited. One of our sissies,
Sissy Eileen
works with this charity. So we're very excited. It's an announcement in the Facebook group. So,
and if you're not in the Facebook group, donate anyway.
Yeah, we thought this was. As Poodle said that piece of shit, Jeffrey.
Oh,
he
Joffrey.
Really is Joffrey though, because he's a monster. But he was convicted.
We don't talk about him on the pod because of his literally. His past of domestic violence. And one of the reasons we chose not to discuss him is to, in a way, in solidarity with other podcasts, we were protesting TLC's kind of treatment of these people like Jeffrey and the other big pred who we don't talk about because TLC is continuing to have these people on.
Well, and Jeffrey, y'all, this assault happened before he was on the show.
That's the thing. And they were completely aware about it.
Because
they do background checks.
Yes, and they casted him anyway.
Cast him. There's no casted.
Or cast him anyway. It's different than like, not as defense, but like with Ed, there wasn't like a rap sheet.
There wasn't.
So, but this was so clearly obvious. So we do hope that TLC does
better. But with Ed, unfortunately... There has been that phone call that just made us go, nope.
So anyway, that's a charity, which speaking of Ed, y'all, Single Life is coming back.
Yay!
We're not talking about Ed
either.
He's on it. There's
which is very disappointing.
There's Stephanie's on it.
Stephanie, the big news, which we think we manifested.
Manifested.
Mother Debbie. Now,
Mother Debbie.
Now, y'all know it's going to be a shit show.
Hey, don't forget about me. I'm going to date with Mom, too.
I have a feeling.
Pee-wee's playtime.
Pee-wee's probably going to have lots of problems with the men she dates.
Pee-wee is not going to want to share Mother Debbie. I'm telling y'all that right now.
Pee-wee, you got to be on your best behavior.
No, Mama, no. He's giving me lobster bisque. I want red.
So, and also, I'm very excited about Sinjin. Y'all, Tania and Sinjin are over.
We're going to get Tania. Yeah.
But
we're going
to. Not a little. She's not in the. She's not a cast member.
She's not a cast, but she's in the show. Yep. Like, we see them kind of. I think it's going to kind of chronicle their breakup as well. I like Sinjin. Now, look, Sinjin's just fuckboy. We knew this wasn't going to work out, y'all. He's hard.
And I'm honestly quite sad that seeing Sinjin and Tania on Happily Ever After made me like Tania more.
I feel sorry for her.
I do. Well, I feel like she's doing the way Tania explains the world to herself is we had a great run. It wasn't.
She would probably say a conscious uncoupling.
She would be one of those. So I'm kind of upset for her. I still kind of still really dislike her. But gossip about this for a long time. Mm-hmm. Nathalie from Mike and Nathalie is on Single Life.
Yeah.
She's looking for a man to have a child.
She is, yes.
With, which is a great opener.
It's a great opener. Is that, who else? Stephanie, anybody else we're missing?
We should know better.
We should know better. So
I think that's it.
I think that's it, too. We'll see. I know
there are seven people.
Also, y'all. Well, yeah.
I wish Yolanda was on it.
Yeah. Oh, Yennefer. And Jesse.
Yennefer and. Oh, yeah. I think I blocked it out.
Y'all, Jesse and Yennefer, as in Tim Jennifer, and Jennifer.
Jennifer, your boy Tim.
They're on it too. So it's going to be.
I don't want to watch.
It's coming out November 15th.
I don't want to watch him at all.
He's gross. I'm not.
I'll hate watch.
Everybody's
that
saying like these are the worst people that they picked. I'm in a way, even though she's not great, I'm actually excited for Mother Debbie.
Me too,
because hey, she'll just be fun.
It's gonna be cringe.
Too, I think we don't get a lot of these dating shows. I've seen people that are
older.
So I'm love that we're doing that.
I'm happy to see Sinjin.
And I'm excited to see Sinjin.
And I'm happy to see the mess that's going to be Nathalie dating, because she's going to find some real losers.
Yes, yes. I'm happy to see that mess as well. So, Jesse, y'all. Ugh. But again, we'll watch it for you. And Ed, we're not even watching.
We're not even.
Mm-mm. I'm skipping those parts, and we're not even talking about. So,
and supposedly he and fucking Liz are engaged. So fuck that shit.
So the way it's going to work, we're going to do it this time because it. They're like, this is a full on, not just like a little binge. This is a full on season now. So we're going to do what Discovery does. So that's going to drop. The show airs on November 15th. And after that, it's going to drop on our $5 tier of our Patreon and our Supercast. But then, y'all, this show, if you're like, I don't want Discovery Plus, well, that's okay because in like
It depends. 4 to 6 months. They did with the first season. They're going to put it on TLC.
They'll drop it on TLC, and then we'll record, and then we're actually going to drop those episodes that were original on Patreon. We'll drop them on our free feed. Yeah. So everybody will get it. You just have to wait.
You just have to wait.
So that's the way
that's the premium.
Yeah. Anything else, Poots? Birthday girl.
I think that's it.
Birthday lady. You're having your birthday today.
You're
going to suck a dick. You're going to take it in your ass and woo. You're 50.
I'm not 50.
I'm 50.
I think we should move to the show. I'm uncomfortable. You need to like take it down. Like two notches.
You know, I love birthdays. I get very excited for people.
I know. I like my birthday, but I never grew up in a house where they were celebrated like they were saints' days. Yeah. I agree. That was just never a big deal.
Yeah, I get it.
So,
well, your eyes look green with your shirt.
And good. That's all that matters.
And that's all that matters. I think that's all of our announcements, y'all. So we appreciate that very much. Below Deck Mid is almost ending soon. So Below Deck is going to be jumping in.
Yes.
At the end of this month. So we're excited for
October that. October 25th?
Yeah. And what else is coming out that week?
Southern Charm.
Winter House.
Winter House, Southern Charm. I think they're now calling it Winter House.
Not Southern Charm, Summer House.
But it's called Winter House.
No, you're saying Southern Charm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Summer House.
But they're calling it Winter House.
Oh, they're calling it Winter House. But Austin and Craig.
Yes.
From.
And Paige and Amanda and Kyle.
And
I think Lindsay.
Lexi, what was her name?
We've already forgotten her.
Cast member this
Lexi.
Year.
Lexi.
I think it's Lexi.
Am I wrong?
No, that's Lexi's on Below Deck. Y'all, we do this for a living. Wow. This is something.
What's her name? Chanel.
Kimber.
Oh, God. Don't remember. Ashley.
Larynx.
It'll hit me.
I don't remember. It'll hit us.
It'll hit me soon.
It'll hit us soon. Anyway, y'all.
She was the new cast member last season.
Yes.
Luke's friend.
Friend.
Yeah.
Friend. We should go because Christina's yelling at the video going, get on with it.
The other woman.
Ooh, that's this episode.
Something I have experienced.
Season 3, episode 7. It's hot in here.
I turned down the air. Why do you have on a hoodie? It's Los Angeles.
I had it from outside. It's chilly outside.
I disagree.
You haven't been outside.
I have been outside. Don't you love just screaming?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you scream more. When I first met you, you did not let yourself get out stuff.
Yeah, I think I do that more.
I take credit for that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, you're welcome. I think you're less angry since you met me.
I don't know if that's true.
I know, y'all. It is.
You frustrate me.
No, it's true, y'all.
It's no
end.
Tell.
All right. You should just hit babies in grocery stores. Move out that way.
They deserved it.
I need zucchini.
They deserved it.
Anyways.
Okay. Y'all, let's go ahead and just jump in.
Oh, boy.
It's Stephen with a V, not Stephen with a PH, because Stephen with a V has had sex with 5 different people. Okay. I need to know your reactions.
Whoa.
When she said...
This show was so good. This was a good episode. I love talking about this.
Y'all, an episode is good when I have two reactions. There's the reaction of when she said, how many girls? And he's like, maybe like over 100. I went, okay.
I thought he was about to say he's fucked 100 people before. But, and then he said...
No, you buried the lead.
Okay. No, yeah, go ahead.
Made out with.
I know, but the way he said it was he said made out after 100.
Yeah, but let's not ruin
the
pitch.
So I freaked out, though.
Okay, so he's like, maybe 2 dozen were like more intimate. So second or third base were like 24 people.
No, you know what? I think, well, go ahead.
Then 4 or 5... He had sex with.
He had sex. He fucked them ladies in the morning.
And again,
temple.
I screeched like a howler monkey.
I
when he said 4 to 5, I got up and ran around.
That's
my reaction, y'all. When I'm really excited, it is like a child on a leash. I have to get up and run around.
I didn't do that. I was very excited because we've learned about this recently. Those 20 to 25 girls he said intimate, remember, someone was soaking, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and y'all, if y'all don't remember what soaking is, did we talk about it on this show yet?
We have. You put your penis
in her vag, and she puts her vag on your dick, but you don't shake it all about, because that's some sex. You leave it in her vagina until she gets pretty dry, and that's what it's all about.
That is
called the soaky soaky.
That is the saddest description of sex I've ever heard.
Soaky soaking. It's called soaking, y'all. And it is, that is what it is. Then one of my friends, I was talking about it today, said, well, I had a Mormon friend who would soak But then his also his friend would be there as well, and he would jump on the bed. So they would move and have sex, but the two people doing it, he said it's like a fucking threesome.
This is bullshit.
Well, why did your door move again? Is somebody here again?
Why is that allowed to happen?
It's not, y'all. If you're Mormon and you're thinking, I've been soaking all week and I'm still a virgin, having sex.
This is the problem with religion that is so black and white about everything.
Yeah.
People will find ways around it to go right up to it.
Yeah.
That's just so fucking stupid.
It's dumb. When he said y'all, because I thought he had sex once.
Me too. I was thinking no. Once, twice. Now, here's the big issue. When you've done it once, you know what you did to get there. You didn't just fall into her vagina.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the thing. He had to consciously make this decision 4 more times.
Yeah.
With apparently 4 more girls.
And guess what? I think he's lying. I think he slept with more.
And you know what we have here, y'all? And as soon as I knew it, sex addiction.
Yeah.
Boom.
Well,
and
yeah.
It's not to say that people who have sex with lots of different partners is a sex addiction, but this is someone who has fetishized sex, obviously in a way where he cannot keep himself in control.
I think it's sex, and I also think it's almost like a, again, it goes back to, he has this kink of being bad.
Yeah.
If you look at, like, this is jumping at a little bit, like when they're talking and she goes out to leave, you see him look at that glass of wine, and his face said, I really want to drink it, because that's him. I want to be bad and just say, fuck it all.
I want to be bad.
Make my dreams come true.
That's Willa Ford.
I want to be bad.
So, y'all, let's go back to the beginning of the scene. Oh, this is just, this was chef's kiss to the editors, everybody.
It's why they're getting so much screen time. It's even when he said, she's obviously seething, and when he says that line, I'm sorry, I'm not perfect. And I went,
oh,
that's that terrible black and white bullshit thinking.
I really do need Nerf balls to throw at my television.
Yeah, because it's a nice TV.
I know. I wouldn't want to throw anything at it.
Yeah.
But that was him saying, that's a non-apology.
It's a non-apology.
If you ever say, it's like when my mother poodle says, well, I'm sorry, I was a terrible mother.
Well,
that is a non-apology.
That's a non-apology, and she said it. I think it's a bit of that, but almost, I think it's, I don't know if maybe he, I think probably, yes. I think there's passive aggressiveness in there. But then there also, it's this idea that he's apologizing and he actually, part of him believes he's not perfect. It's the shame component.
Yeah.
Mother Poodle has no shame when she says that. But with Steven, he's like, I'm sorry, I'm not perfect for you. And Alita just takes a breath and just downs the wine. And I clapped.
Clap.
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 Clap. And Steven says, did you just drink that wine?
She's
and,
like, fuck yeah, I did.
And she said, did you just sleep with other girls? That's when I got up and ran around. When she said that.
Did you just sleep with other girls? Oh. She might be my favorite person on this season.
Oh.
I can.
For sure.
I can totally.
For sure.
I love the savvy way she's handling herself. Even though she's completely not savvy, when she started out, she's having to learn about these red flags thrown at her. And the thing is, and I'm going to say this, and I hate that I believe it, I still think they're going to wind up together. Or at least they'll wind up together at the end of this season.
I'm going to disagree with you because I just need them to not be together. But I'm not going to lie and say a part of me is like, because the fact that she still says in this episode, like, maybe he will change. And I'm like, honey.
Yeah.
Honey.
I think what she needs is a friend. one of her girlfriends to be there.
Who's not into deflowering virgins? Because, y'all, that's another kink thing. I bet you Steven's into that.
Totally. Totally.
I
totally.
Bet you this isn't the first girl he's professed his love to.
This is his Mormon queen.
Yep.
This is his untouched girl.
And then he has sex with them, and he's like, you know what?
We've talked about this.
I think I'm going to move on.
You fuck the sluts, and you marry the virgins. And that's what he wants, which is disgusting.
Is that why we're not married?
Probably.
Okay. Just making sure. We're slut positive.
I've been proposed to many a time during the act.
I was going to say.
During the act.
If somebody proposes to you when their penis is inside you, does that count? I feel like when you're having sex, anything you say is like Vegas.
I've always given a pass to whatever people said during sex, unless it was ridiculous. And then I stopped doing what we were doing and I laughed.
What do people say that was ridiculous?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. You've never had people say crazy shit?
Like what?
Like, oh my God, your body is so perfect. I just like want to eat off of it. Someone said that to me once. And I was like, what did someone say to me one time?
Wow.
People have said crazy shit.
You fuck freaky deaky people.
I'll come up with it later, but there's been some crazy shit said. Especially in dirty talk. You kinda get there and then someone says something about I don't know.
You remind me of my middle school librarian.
Yeah,
read to me, Miss Poodle. Read to me.
Like I said, I did do that a couple weeks ago. We were reading to one another. It was kinky, but so nerdy.
Wow.
It was too much for me. Actually, I'm like, you need to leave. So he basically says. Anyway, talk about her. I wrote, bitch just drank that in front of him.
Just drank it.
Did you drink that wine?
I wrote, she's a professional. I still want to believe that she's playing him. So she said,
no,
you're hypocritical.
That's the thing. She's not.
I know. She said, though, you're hypocritical. I don't know. It could be a good long con, though. We still haven't heard
from him. But what does she get out of it?
Just the enjoyment of fucking with him at this point.
That's not her.
Maybe she loved him. Oh,
please stop gesticulating wildly.
You hit your lamp 10 minutes ago for moving your arm as well.
Yeah, but I can do it because it's my lamp.
Well, yeah. Well, here, I'll just move it over this way.
That's fine. Just don't gesticulate.
Why don't you not gesticulate?
Maybe we can tighten your wrist.
Yeah, my dad tried on that one.
Man, get your goddamn fairy hands down. Didn't work.
So now, the way he explained this, you guys, is he said, he said, when was the last time he had sex? He's like, well, like, last October. And she's like, we were in a relationship.
We were together.
He's trying to say, this is how he is kind of reinterpreting their relationship. He says, don't you remember, that was when I was saying I was having a hard time with commitment, and I was trying to date, I told you that I wanted to date other girls. And she's like, but he was telling her things like, I can see our history and our future, and all of it. It's like, and he's like, I was sorry, I was just being romantic. She was just seeing things that were just right in front of her face, and he wasn't letting her in on any of it. And so, you guys, she says, I don't understand you. And he says, it's like, this was the really beginning of our relationship, so I didn't really see it as like cheating.
And again, he was cheating. Because, y'all, he said the beginning of the relationship, but that's when she said that he was telling her about all their future plans and what they're going to do down the road.
Okay, you guys, and then...
Oh, he's gross. He's a liar.
And then the kicker of the episode is here. He is in the moment. He says, yeah, the last time I was out with this girl and we were watching a movie. We were watching Star Wars.
He said it like this. We were watching the movie and it just kind of happened. And then we had sex. Beat. We were watching Star Wars.
And I thought, a very erotic film.
Y'all, We're just jumping
into
it.
It's the Emmanuel.
We've got exclusive audio. Poodle's going to be playing Stephen. I'm going to be playing some girl named, what's a good Mormon name?
Galinda.
Galinda.
Poor Galinda. This is my favorite part. I love this. When, like,
Where are they?
Start to see the lettering come out. Do you think that lettering is hot? Do you think it's, like, sexual?
And I love words. They're so,
like,
I love the words in the Bible.
In a gallery far
away. Oh my God, you're a storyteller.
Yeah.
Tell me a story. I've never seen this movie.
I can get the something something in 4 parsecs, and I can also take out your bra in 4 seconds.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds
smart.
Do you
find Wookiees sexy?
What's a Wookiee?
I can show you a Wookiee. Do you like my tongue?
Yeah,
that's the sound you're making. This is turning me on right now.
Oh my God, who knew I was attracted to space?
If you hold the blanket over your head, you kind of look like Emperor Palpatine.
Ooh.
He's always been kind of sexy to me, though.
Ooh, I'm not your father, Luke, but I'll be your bad mommy. Ooh.
Okay, now you're just trying to tease me.
Ooh, bad mommy.
How do we get here?
Bad mommy.
There's an asteroid. I have to do this. You're kind of like my sister, but
fuck
it makes me
want
to fuck you more, like Leia.
Yeah, fuck me, Steven. You're my only hope. Fuck me.
I'm done.
What?
I gotta go see you in temple on Sunday.
Oh.
Perfect ending.
And scene.
That's exactly how that went down.
We don't own any of the rights to that music.
John Williams. You can come for us.
Don't come and sue us.
But don't try it. I'm a musician too.
Wow. With no money like John Williams.
Yeah, he's rolling it. Ooh, she does.
Yeah.
Wow.
When he said that, I was like,
That's when I said, "Well, I know what our theater is."
This season, I almost think is on par with season 4 that we're watching right now in the classic 90 Day Fiancé. Think about it. Jenny's about to move in with her mother-in-law to experience how to be an Indian housewife.
No. It could not be better.
It could not be better. Like, it's so... The only people normal are Kenny and Armando, and that's it. And we'll talk about them later. But that's it. Everybody else is complete bonkers.
I agree. So, she just walks away after that. And he's like acting like, I need to tell her, and I'm glad. He's feeling like the bigger person there. And I just want to fucking shake his tiny little bird shoulders.
I feel bad that I'd ever done it. Because if I'd never done it, then I wouldn't have told her.
Blech.
And he walks up to her, and he just kind of forces himself on her and hugs her.
He's always doing that.
It's groomy. It's gross.
It's that thing where he just has to be in her personal space always, and it enrages me.
It's gross.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Can we talk?" And she says, "I know. I don't want to talk. She's like, "There's been so many lies. It's too much."
And she locks him out of the little house.
Locks him out of the house. He goes to bed and on the couch where he normally sleeps. She goes, and then the next day, y'all, mother's coming.
Mama Anna.
Mama Anna's coming. But before we get to that, we're going to take a commercial. And because if you don't think it gets better, it fucking does.
Oh!
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies, great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com /realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Y'all, Poodle's neighbor's having a party.
I don't think it's a party, but
so if you hear any music playing, something sounds like bodies dropping.
She also has the absolute worst taste in music.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's so bad.
All
it's
right.
So bad. I think I heard, it was in the morning, and I think I heard that song, Firestarter.
What's that song? I don't know that song.
Oh, you would hear it. Prodigy by Prodigy. Firestarter.
You don't sound like Kelsey.
You don't know any of that music.
You sound like something from Sprockets.
I feel like sometimes if I'm talking about music that happened in a lot of the either the late 90s or 2000s, mm-hmm. it's like talking to a Mennonite who had never really listened to anything besides country or Christian radio.
Oh, the new Reba album is out, y'all. Reba and Dolly do a duet of Does He Love You, and it's amazing. I got goosebumps.
I've
got
to ask. This is going to sound like I'm poo-pooing
it's revised, revisited, and remixed.
This is why I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Why do it? No, I'm just asking.
For the money. She's...
There. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, for the money. Yeah, totally. But she did it because she said that one of her producers just mentioned to her, he said, you know, the way you do older songs in your concerts now, because you got to think of she's been singing since the 80s.
Yeah.
Like she redoes How Blue, and it's great because you hear the older version, which is from 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people on their concerts, they often
I know. I know about
that.
So
anyway, that. The producer was like, I think some of your listeners that haven't been to your shows would like to hear that.
And I understand.
Which, honestly, as a fan, I have, because some of the way they redo stuff was like bluegrass.
And I understand all that.
It's for money, yeah.
What I wonder about, because I listened to the duet, there was no change, I felt like, than the original.
Oh, Dolly sang her part was very different.
No, I'm talking about just the way they sing
the
orchestra, it is different.
Or like
the song could have been karaoke tracked.
I would have to listen to that one again, because I wasn't paying attention to that, because I was just gaying out over Dolly and Reba. But I think you're right on. But the other tracks are different, but yeah, okay. I'd have to listen again. But I think you're right. It seemed more, it was a little more pared down.
Yeah.
Y'all, we sang that.
I said that.
We did. We sang it on my birthday party.
But no, I get it. And I don't fault them for doing it.
Some of the remixes are good.
But what I wish is, I love it when people do those duets albums, like the Tony Bennett. You've watched the Tony Bennett thing.
Yeah, I posted it on the squad. Yeah.
Wow.
I think I told you about it.
I'm not familiar. Most of the time when you talk,
I told you about it because
I just see howdy doody.
I did say that because did you sob?
I sobbed.
I knew you would.
I don't remember you saying it.
Yeah, I posted it in Six Squad. It's a great piece they did on 60 Minutes about Tony Bennett and dementia. It's great.
Yeah, I think I do see howdy doody and I just tune out. Because I know whatever comes out of your mouth is just going to be some ridiculous Oklahoma
I get it.
Sometimes
story. When I look at you, it's like a cobra just dancing out of a wicker basket, just going.
You know what? I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with howdy doody.
You know what? Cobra's a survivor.
Well,
they got to get what they get.
Rats can eat them.
No, they eat rats. No, that's the thing.
No, if a snake is bit by some types of rats, it's poisonous to them. And it kills them. I don't know if that's COVID.
But they eat rats.
Well, a rat snake does. But it, some no, rats can. So, if the rat bites a snake, it can kill them. But
I'm
I don't know.
So
snakes.
Bored with this.
I'm kind of interested. Anyway, y'all.
The next day, Mama's coming. Mama Anna. And she's got a shirt on that says it's like something is blocked out or it was
no,
a mistranslation.
I thought it's painted over it and it just says choice, need to, chic charm. I don't know what this means.
I have a feeling they just chose words.
And there's a blingy border around
it. Yeah. Choice, need to, chic.
Like at first I thought,
charm.
Oh, did she like do a statement piece or something? Because she knew she was on television. And I think we just lived in LA.
Choice. Need to chic charm. The new single.
Maybe.
By the Dostoevsky sisters.
I'm so glad you said that. Y'all, we shared on our Instagram. The Darcy and Stacey single is out. Did you watch the whole thing?
Yes. I think we're going to have to recreate that video.
Where...
I don't think we have time.
We don't have time right now, but it'll come.
We do it big. Now, I don't know if anybody else noticed this. They kept looking at each other like neither of them knew the words.
Because they did. At some point, at some point, Stacey a little bit more. At some point, Darcy just like, ah, we got that bag.
I laughed till I cried.
Also, the lighting was terrible. They were like in the dark. It wouldn't let them like light them legitimately.
I called them, this looks like two obsolete sex robots trying to reproduce a song from the late 90s.
Yep. And yes. It sounds
Papa
like that.
Biles, fizz.
The fizz. The woman who, that woman who does TikToks who says she's a vocal teacher and she's do like the vocal teaching for like 90s R&B group where she's like, yeah. That's how that seemed. At the end of the song, when Stacey just looks right at the camera and goes, and then Darcy goes,
and when we call it singing,
I died.
That is generous. It's kind of talking on a pitch that is not really consistent.
No.
Yeah, but it's not really rapping at the same time.
I want to listen to the track to hear how auto-tuned it is.
I need to see... Someone wrote this song.
Yes.
And I'd like to hear what... Because they... What
someone
they,
named Schmerdler.
Florida. But what happens is for these demo tracks, there's always a singer who records a demo, and that's how the artist learns. Because no one... Y'all, if you think that sheet music is made and Kesha or Ariana Grande go, ooh, I need to see A, B flat sharp. You know, no, that's not how it's done. You learn via a demo, and that it is a. I have friends who are demo musicians. They make all, and they actually a lot of times do the riffs that people come up or that people get credit.
Oh, they
for
do the doing. Riffs as well.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I want to meet the demo singer for like Whitney Houston. Those bitches had a scene.
I'm sure she kind of, Whitney did probably her own riffs, but there were other people who, Whitney had demos too. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So remember, you guys, if you're thinking Ariana's the best riffer in the business, there's someone who probably just recorded it for her. She may have done other things, but know that they're going off of a track. It used to not be like that. It started with that way, but the demos really took over in like the late 70s and 80s. But like all the 60s, you were taught around a piano.
Yeah.
And all the 60s stuff, like Motown, were around like Barry Gordy.
I would
helping.
Refuse. I wouldn't want, if someone gave me a demo of someone singing my song.
Oh, you would not refuse.
I'd say I want
you
a piano.
You would take your money.
I would take my money, but I'd learn it on a piano.
Yeah, how sweet. How pure.
Well.
No, you wouldn't. You're like, I don't have time. I got to go to an orgy at 10 because I'm a celebrity.
I'm so glad you didn't get famous when you were young. And I'm so glad we're just a podcast and we're never going to get too big.
We're never going to get
really
we
famous.
We do it big.
If we got really famous, you're going to die.
I'm going to be... We're never going to get really
we're
famous.
We're never going to get really famous.
And it's actually not a goal of mine.
Nor mine.
Yeah.
Nor mine.
I don't think I've ever wanted that in my life.
Maybe if we hit it by like 50, then you'll you'll be fucked out.
That's not going to happen. I'm insatiable. And I don't think that's something a fuck can cure.
Never say that to me again. I never want to hear you say that again.
Oh, you're that changed is, for good.
That is the grossest thing.
Where are we?
Does your ass have teeth?
Anal dentata.
Wow, it looks like, speaking of Star Wars, it looks like that worm that comes up and almost eats them in the end.
Ooh, there's always room for Jell-O.
Puddin' pop.
Yellow pudding beep.
Speaking of, we're doing season 4 on our Patreon.
We are doing season 4
with Chantel's mom, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, we're on season episode 12.
Yeah, right we're now. we're almost through. You've come at us because she's just a mystery to me, and I'm like, why they keep hiring them? Because they're so non-compelling, and I kept saying she must get better. And again,
everyone says
every Patreon comment is like. Nope, she gets worse.
She gets worse.
Oh, I find her one of those people who should have never been on television. It's like Nickel.
Yeah. But she's enjoyable to watch.
True. Nickel is because there's a hate watch level and there's a camp factor. Well, Chantel, there's nothing.
Well, with Nickel, we want to see how long she can keep her head up, too. Y'all, when she thinks, she just falls over.
So, y'all, Mama Anna comes in on the plane and she's like, why is Steven not here? And she's like, we had a fight. She does not tell Mother why that Steven's basically fucked half of Utah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She says that he broke his communications. Or his
commandments.
He broke his commandments.
Yeah.
And Mom said, interesting how everything comes out. Instead of saying, this is, I guess, hashtag Russian mother. Because instead of, I'm so sorry.
No.
This has to be hard for you.
She shaves the fuck out of her daughter.
Yes, are you okay? You must be dealing with this.
I don't think, for someone who grew up with Russian piano teachers and Russian coaches and teachers, there's not a lot of that.
No.
There's a lot of shame.
Her mother just reads her for filth. Yeah. And just as basically,
and you guys,
like, well,
if you were Russian, if you grew up with very loving Russian parents, that's wonderful. As my experience, who grew up, especially in music, who grew up with teachers, two different Russian teachers, the goal to get their love was to work so hard. And finally, there'd be one time where they would tell you, good job. And they would pat your hand and it'd be the best day in the world. And you'd never get that again. Still a little hurt by it.
Someone's carrying around some trauma.
Yep. And the worst thing is disappointing them. That is the worst. Anyway, so they are.
Do you lay down on the couch and just talk
and
to
just
me?
Have you pat my smoke. Head?
Yeah, it's okay, Poodle. It's okay. You're not there
no,
anymore.
No, I processed all that because. You learn to You learn to live for your teacher approval.
It's like that movie. What's the movie with what's his name? The kid who was in the reboot of Fantastic Four.
Did you just hiccup?
No, I just breathed quickly. and then the guy that
Whiplash.
Played, yeah. That movie was traumatizing for me.
Terrifying for me.
It was me. Yeah, me too.
It was
and
great
I think
performances.
You had way more.
It was great performances, but I had to. I did not see it in the theater. Thank God.
Oh, I.
But I saw
I
it.
Did.
I saw it. I had to pause.
Y'all, it's about a kid
times.
Who's a musician and has like a really horrible, just
abusive, verbally abusive teacher, conductor.
I never had. I never had anything that bad. But I don't think you did you? Like you had a
I've talked about this.
Who threw stuff at you?
I had a teacher who would throw sharpened pencils at me at my back when I would make a mistake. And it, y'all,
that hurts.
He didn't just throw a pencil at you. He would throw the end, and it would poke in your back. He was Russian.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
he's still teaching.
Yeah,
in Michigan,
they tried to meet to him. But, yeah, because he couldn't keep his hands off the younger women.
Sounds like a great man.
Yeah. Yeah. The less I say, the better.
Don't tell. You should tell Olga to just kill him.
Good idea.
She can.
But, you know, I don't think about him that much. What I still do feel, strangely, is when he did give me compliments, it was the best thing in the world. That I remember. Mm. And I've dealt with all the nasty shit. Mm. But the good stuff still feels unbelievable.
Mm.
Because they make you work so hard for it. And
which is, y'all, Anna's making Alina work for this.
So she basically says, well, this sounds... my favorite thing is she's like, your prospects don't look good.
Yeah, she said that. But first she said...
Pack your bags and come home.
Yeah, she's like, pack your bag. And she's like, well, we'll see how Steven reacts to your visit. And Anna said, I'm not expecting anything good. Not at all. Y'all, she gets her... Steven has...
Chocolates for her. Good on him to give a gift to the wife, to the mom. Yes.
He's an idiot because he says... I think that people, when I talk to them in Russian, and they're like
getting off on
you. You speak Russian. You like speak Russian. So I think that's going to win her over. And you then cut to, you see him speaking Russian, and she's looking at him like this.
She's looking like she's just eaten both beets that had been cooked for too long.
Yes.
And bad sauerkraut.
Yes.
Yeah. And also bad sour cream.
Yeah. And just farted, and it's sitting in the smell. Just, y'all, he's like, that's my trick up my sleeve. I was like, you need to find some more tricks, bitch.
She also prefers transition lenses. Yes, we saw
she does
later
have
on.
Transition lenses.
She's rocking those.
I wrote that down, and I knew you were going to comment on it, so I didn't bring it up because of you.
People have come at me saying they love theirs.
Yeah,
I still find them not a choice that I'm going to be able to make ever. I don't know why they feel ridiculous to me, but that's
I think a pretty cool invention.
It is, but for me, they're an example of nerddom from the 80s and 90s that people started to have, and the glasses and the frames were always so terrible looking.
I just don't want them because...
Hers did look better.
Oh, hers were cute. I don't want them because I don't want my glasses to dictate when I want to shave. Like, what if you're kind of in a... place that doesn't have a ton of light, but you want to, or it has a little bit more light, but you don't want a sunglass.
Oh, you want your freedom.
I want my choice of when I get sunglasses. My choice. Speaking of choice, they choose.
Choice is very important.
Choice,
Texas.
Choice, need to chic, charm, choice. So
glass.
So they're eating the chocolates, and
she just goes, this is different.
This is different. And then she takes a bite and she goes, mmm.
That same
and then
sauerkraut
Alina goes,
look.
Mmm. And then Steven goes, mmm. And y'all, for like 4 minutes, they're all just going,
just eating chocolate.
But they keep, do you notice they keep mmm? Like, mmm.
The editors for this storyline, the editors probably met up every day at a bar in Turkey and saying, can y'all believe the best life that we are living right now?
Especially
for this show,
this beautiful place in Turkey. Yeah. Where is it again?
Anatolia.
Oh, it looks gorgeous.
I think I always want to say Anatevka.
Did they show like the coast?
It's a resort town, basically.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, my friend who's from Turkey told me that is a very popular destination for tourists.
Friend.
Yeah. It's from Turkey.
Okay.
So?
Female friend?
Male friend.
Okay. We're going to leave it there, y'all. We're going to leave it there. So, Steven says, Alina, I also have a gift for you. And the mom said, he goes to get it, and her mom says, don't get too excited.
I need this woman on the tell-all. Don't get too excited.
Yes, she needs to. She will be on the tell-all.
So he's like, here's a kitty purse. It's red like fire because you're hot. Don't call a woman hot in front of her mother.
So I felt the need to say that to you in unison because I just wrote, wow, you're an idiot.
I'm trying to think what my mother would have done. What my mother would have done if someone said, "Your son is so hot."
Why would you
don't tell me that?
Why would you want to say that about my son?
Because like I know he's attractive, but I don't know if I'd say
he's
hot.
Beautiful. What kind of relationship do you have with your mother? What's wrong with you?
She would judge the person and his mother.
Yes.
Uh huh. Sounds like he wasn't raised right.
God, do I need to talk to her?
So, oh, Jesus. So then the mom, she's asking, the mom says, Alina says there you had a problem with girls.
So did I.
me too. And the problem was that there was no problem with them friend wise. There was shit a problem with them.
Yeah, really, I guess we really more had a problem with not girls, but a problem with boys.
A problem with boys.
Yep, that's what we had a problem with.
There was
only one way to fix it.
That is the second volume of Poodle's memoirs. The problem with boys.
My youth and I don't know what else it would be.
So she's basically saying,
she's like, so tell me about these problems with other girls. And Steven just kind of sits there and it's like, I don't think
he doesn't address it. He says,
he's like,
I want to assure you and to assure both of you, I love her. I will love her forever. And she has a good question. She's like, if you love her, then why do you hurt her?
Why do
you make her sad?
And then Steven says,
she's my sun, moon, and stars, which he stole from fucking Game of Thrones.
Yes, she's my star.
What a piece of shit.
He literally stole this from Game of Thrones.
He stole that from fucking Khaleesi.
He did.
Or from Khal Drogo.
My star. And he's saying this to her, and Anna, again, is just like this. Your stars eventually burn out and turn into cold rocks or black hole.
We have very nice stars in Russia, but they're very expensive.
Everything on Moon is dead. Even that dead monkey we sent there.
So he says,
y'all, she gives no fucks.
I want your blessing. And she's like, she's not even giving him anything. She says, time will tell.
You need to listen. You need to understand one another. Yeah. And that's when they go to bed. They go back to her room, and Alina's like, says, what do you think?
Your popsticks, not very bright.
Not very bright.
Like, there's no suffering her. She just goes right for it.
I can't even imagine what Olga thinks about this.
We'll talk to her later.
Yeah. I'm going to ask. I don't smell cigarette smoke. She's not here.
Yeah.
But
I know she's watching the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you know? How did she let you know?
I sometimes sense when I'm walking, I sometimes hear just someone throw like a Pepsi can at my head.
Oh, okay.
She loves Pepsi.
She does love Pepsi.
Yeah.
Still angry that Pepsi Clear is gone.
She prefers Crystal Pepsi.
Yes, Crystal Pepsi. That's what it's called.
Or actually Mr. Pibb. It's her favorite.
Mr. Pibb, it makes me angry. It's not Dr. Pepper.
Y'all, let's skip. We'll do a quick one.
We'll do one more, and then we'll
And for those of you who said, "Yeah, I didn't really want to listen to the episode with Alina and Steven because that was the only episode." Y'all, this is what they give us, and this is fucking fire.
Oh, I don't feel bad.
This is amazing. Don't listen.
Don't listen, but it's one of the best things we've seen on 90 Day Fiancé in 3 years.
I totally agree.
It's why we watch this show.
It is a fucking wreck.
And this is what I love about this, y'all. It's all real.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't scripted. It's two kids, not in a hurricane. What did I say?
Two sparrows in a hurricane.
No, they're not sparrows. What did I say? Or was it them that I said?
Two
like,
old crows.
Two old crows and like a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. So Armando and Kenny, y'all, this is
Armando,
a really good
This one's a very sweet.
So they are going to the marriage office after they're picked a day, and they're very excited. They've got a document that says a human rights, which they were supposed to get. So they've got the document from the human rights office.
But Armando's nervous because of how things usually go down.
And now they find out the guy is like,
he's
guess
cute.
What? He was cute. The document is no longer necessary.
I have good news.
Because the government is now they're recognizing more same-sex marriages.
Yeah.
And he basically said, in any county, and I wrote it, I'm so happy about this.
In any state.
And then he says, you know, I'm not saying, in the moment, the clerk says, I'm not saying that they were the straw that broke the camel's back, but claims like theirs and others definitely helped get this expedited.
So many
y'all,
people.
That's the thing. When representation, being seen in society, that's why just and people talk about how, I'm talking about a show like Will and Grace, but how a show like Will and Grace, which you people say now, it's not really representations of how gay men.
Well, it's very dated.
And, yeah.
But it was not dated at the time.
But what that did is people could see representations of gay men, there were lesbians on the show.
Well, we could. It's the first gay people I ever saw in my life that I related to.
Yeah.
Which, good segue, Poodle, because y'all, I thought this was so appropriate because if you're listening to this on Monday when this episode, today's National Coming Out Day.
Happy National Coming Out Day.
October 11th, y'all.
Break those closets wide open.
And October is also Gay History Month. I didn't know, or LGBTQ history. So, but the reason why it's October 11th, because I think, was it 1987? Basically, y'all, to tell you a little bit about history, and this isn't political, it's just saying that with history, is that AIDS, obviously, the AIDS epidemic was killing the queer community. And you know, the president at the time, the Reagan administration, they didn't even say the
word
AIDS.
Never said it for years.
For like, not just a couple of months, yes, years, like 3 or 4 years. And it was just killing people. And then finally, like Ryan White later got it. And, and the talk
if you don't know who Ryan White was, he was a boy who got, he was a hemophiliac who got AIDS from a transfusion.
Transfusion, ended up dying. There was a whole movie about that. But that's where it became like people then began to care about it. But really before that, I mean, God bless Elizabeth Taylor, because she was really the front runner. That's why so many, there still is a big Elizabeth Taylor banquet.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there was a march on October 11th in 1980s, and it was the first kind of huge gay rights march on the Mall that kind of launched all this.
In 87?
I believe 87. It was in the mid to late 80s. So anyway, I didn't know that that was the march of October 11th, but coming out is important. You don't have to do it.
Right.
You don't have to even do it today, but everyone comes up. Poodle and I both had very different coming outs. He took long. I actually think I would have taken longer. I was outed, so I didn't have that choice. So, but the representation, I just want to say, I was outed, and I remember being in Texas and being pretty scared, and it was like, by the grace of God, that was like, I came back that summer, and then September was when Will and Grace came on for the first time.
Yeah.
And it was, when I saw that, I took a breath and went, okay, I can do this. I can live this life that I had no idea of what this life will be.
Yeah.
And I know it's better now. We think it's better for kids, but as somebody like starting Brave Trails and camps, and we hear from a lot of you, there's kids that live in buttfuck Idaho that don't see this stuff.
And the thing about it is, they don't even know any, they don't know any LGBT people.
Exactly.
That's why it's so important for representation on
to
television.
Know them, and
movies.
To know them in life. Y'all, tell your Uncle Mark or your Uncle Steven he needs to tell your son that he's a dick sucker, because that's gonna help your son if he needs to come.
Like my favorite line from Die Mommy Die, Lance. Or what was his name?
It's Lance. Lance.
Lance, are you a cocksucker?
Are you a cocksucker? It's a great film. So anyway, if you if you are listening and you do want to come out and this is something you want as gay, bi, lesbian, queer, you know,
non-binary, trans.
If you're in the sissy squad and you want to come out in there, that's a safe place to support.
Yeah, and I promise you, you will not. I can promise you. I can promise you if you honestly say I want to come out to a group of people, the sissy squad has got your back.
It, for sure. It's not only do we have fun in there, it's a very wonderful supportive group. So
if you need to come out, join our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad.
Yes.
That's the best way to do it.
It is. Where's this music coming from? I thought we talked about coming out day and then just gay music started playing. Anyway,
you
y'all.
You make me feel body real.
Anyway, y'all.
That's the show.
That's the show. Poodle, I'm glad you came out.
Me too.
And if
I'm glad you came out.
Think if we didn't come out, we wouldn't be here.
That is true.
That is true.
Reality, straight somewhat, guys, doesn't really have the same ring to it.
Yes, thank you, Eliza and Kyle, for giving us reality games.
Or reality, guys, I don't want to put a label on it, doesn't really have the same zip.
No, it's got to be reality games.
Or reality, I've tried guys before, but not really a fan. Waiting for the right girl.
It has no panache.
Doesn't have a lot of savvy in the
marketplace. No, it doesn't. It's a little wordy.
Thank God for gay.
Thank God for gay
and LGBT people. And
trans. Yeah. Yes. Thank God for poly. Whatever. You be you. And we'll see you next week. But just remember, we all are lost souls. Whatever.
Lonely
hearts. We're all lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, including beautiful Turkey. Right, Poodle?
Yes. And if you've ever said to yourself,
Luke, I am your daddy.
That's hot.
Call us.
Just end it.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.